5:36, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. Oh, yeah, it is Friday. We have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. It is so pleasant today. So pleasant. 70 degrees now. It's going down to 65 tonight. I don't mind hot weather. I really don't. I definitely prefer it to cold weather. I don't like cold. I don't like snow. I don't like ice. But, you know, a couple of weeks around 100 degrees with humidity, I could do without that as well. You got to remember, I mean, we did live in Las Vegas for a bit. That's where Harry was born, actually. And it was, you know, 110 degrees, but there is no humidity. And believe it or not, that makes a world of difference. It's still hot. There's no getting around that, but it doesn't sap you in the way that the humidity does. Anyway, we've made it. It's a gorgeous day today. Tomorrow and Sunday are looking to be gorgeous days as well. Tomorrow morning, 8 a.m., the very best weekend radio show anywhere in the garage with Stan Andruski is going to air on this very radio station. I want to make sure you're here for that. Monday, we've got some great stuff coming up. Now, first of all, Rich Herrera will be back. He took a nice long weekend. Good for him. And he will be back on Monday, 6 a.m., bright and early. So make sure you're here for Richmond's Morning News with Rich. And then Monday afternoon, we've got Attorney General Jason Meares joining us, the protector of the people. Love our Attorney General. Just talk about rock solid, man. He is a good dude. Corporation for Public Broadcasting announcing they have gone out of business, or they're winding everything down. Good riddance. And the other night on that Stephen Colbert show, that woman who ran for president of the United States and lost in epic fashion. I mean, it was really almost a little embarrassing, but right. Kamala Harris. I had forgotten her name. Oh, I felt so good not knowing her name for just a second. But yeah, well, she did announce she's not running for governor of California, which actually probably a relief to the people of California, although they'll continue to elect crazy people. But take a listen. So it is that that goofball Stephen Colbert and the equally goofy former vice president, the not ready for prime time vice president, Kamala Harris. Cut number one.
To talk about the book, but just to go back to what you just said, is that I have to say, as someone who is very qualified for the presidency, a senator, attorney general of California, a vice president of the United States, and then a very hopeful and dynamic presidential candidate for the 107 days that you had to run, to hear you say that it's broken, to hear you say that our systems aren't strong enough, is harrowing.
Well, but it's also evident, isn't it?
No, it is harrowing. There's almost no curse word bad enough.
But it doesn't mean we give up. That's not my point.
I will always treasure your debate with Trump. That was one of the greatest. That was one of the greatest rhetorical performances I've ever seen. You smoked him like a ham. I just want to remind everybody, you warned everyone about the future under our present president. You said he would prosecute his political enemies. He would cut Medicaid, Medicare. He would ignore court orders. He would alienate our allies. He would give massive tax cuts to the rich. And I know you're not here to say I told you so.
Good. In fact, I'll pause these two geniuses for a second. Did he watch the same debate? Was there a debate? Was there a Donald Trump Kamala Harris debate? Did Kamala Harris say anything that was of value? let me expand that. Has Kamala Harris ever said anything of value? We already know Stephen Colbert has never said anything of value, but has she said anything of value? I'm just trying to go through my memory decks here. I know we have more. Let's hear a little bit more of the gruesome twosome.
You like to?
here, But let me just say this. You are correct that I did predict a lot of it. But Stephen, what I did not predict was the capitulation. I didn't predict that.
So people would roll over for this president.
I didn't see that. I didn't see that coming. And perhaps it's naive of me, someone who has seen a lot that most people haven't seen, but I believed that on some level, you know, there should be many who consider themselves to be guardians.
You know what? I've had enough of this.
I want to say.
What was her tagline? Remember, it was, we're not today what we were tomorrow, and I am not burdened by the facts. Yeah, that's her. That was her. That was her thing. Hey, does anybody remember Charlie Rose or Chris Matthews? A couple more people that most people have forgotten about. They apparently are all in a tizzy about President Trump, and they came out of their corporate-induced retirements to whine a little bit. Cut number two.
But don't you have a new show on Substack?
Yeah, I'm doing it. It's different because I'm letting people like Terry Moran explain what he's going through and what he thinks is connected to it. What he thinks 60 Minutes was.
Explain who Terry is. He was
Terry Moran worked ABC since the 1990s. He was most of the time chief White House correspondent. He was, you know, straight reporter. That was the idea. And I want to know how 60 Minutes, George Stephanopoulos case. And all these cases are related. Are they all related? A lot of people think so.
What do you think so?
Well, fear, weakness, fear of God, fear of Trump. They just fear. It's fear. It's the most common emotion on the planet. You know, what else?
Yes, it is.
Jerry Redstone, these people want money. I guess greed is part of it. But they don't want to challenge the bully.
Oh, is that it? Oh, okay. Well, what can I tell you? I'm listening to these folks, and I just think you guys are so desperate for any degree of attention. You're lonely, aren't you? No, I can tell. You're kind of lonely. You're feeling like, aw, nobody loves me anymore. Well, I don't want to be the one to break it to you. Nobody really loved you in the first place, and you're not missed. There are people who build up their own minds to think, you know, when I stop doing a television or radio or stage or writing, I'm going to be missed. Yeah, normally for about 2 minutes. And then everybody moves on to whatever the newest flavor of the week is. It's just the reality, kids. Just the way it is. And so you do your best to make a difference. You do your best to help some folks, or at least that's been my ideology. But these guys are just so desperate. And, you know, I don't even have the heart. And Lord knows, as you know, I'm the heartless guy. Right? I'm the bad cop. Richmond's Morning News is always the good cop. I'm always the bad cop. But even I am not bad copish enough to remind everybody why Charlie Rose and Chris Matthews don't have shows anymore. See, I am a decent person. 545, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.